Monday. Yeah, I can do what I wanna do, be who I wanna be. I got no one to answer to. Soon as I turn the key, a cash machine, gasoline, and we're out of here. Call it an early weekend, call it going off the deep end. Baby, you and me, we can leave it all behind. 'Cause I don't have to be me till Monday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I ain't gonna face reality. 3 days without punching a time clock, 3 nights going nonstop. No work at all, play. I don't have to be me till Monday. Oh, 3 days without punching a time clock, 3 nights going nonstop. No work at all, play. Monday.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Elon Musk joined President Trump in the Oval Office and for the first time since joining his administration, took questions from reporters as he defended his Department of Government efficiency.
The people voted for major government reform, and that's what people are going to get. They're going to get what they voted for.
President said he always follows judges' orders when asked about judges who've temporarily blocked some of the initiatives. The president also welcomed Mark Fogle to the White House the day he was released after 3.5 years of detention in Russia. Terms of the deal for his release were not announced, but the Kremlin now says a Russian citizen's been freed in the U.S. and is expected to return to Russia in the coming days. Today, the first look at inflation for the year. The January inflation readout released as Fed Chair Jerome Powell testifies for a second day on Capitol Hill. Tens of millions impacted by 3 different storm systems, bringing snow to the Northeast. The biggest concern, heavy rains and possible mudslides in California. This is ABC News. The pilot of a small plane walks away after crashing into a New Hampshire neighborhood, narrowly missing houses.
It happened just after 10 a.m. yesterday. Dave Lennon was practicing takeoffs and landings in his 1946 single-engine plane when he says he stalled.
I was shooting for the end of the runway, and then I just obviously didn't make it, but it was closer to the houses than I thought.
The 65-year-old walking out of the plane unharmed. He says he's sad to have lost the plane he's owned for 30 years, but glad to be alive.
That's ABC's Rihanna and Ali. As President Trump continues to make offers about buying Greenland, Denmark is circulating a petition making an offer it jokingly believes the president won't refuse Denmark to buy California. The petition has about 200,000 signatures so far. Its goal is 500,000. Another goal, the Danes say, to bring Hygge to Hollywood. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin Needs to Know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. The Wisconsin DNR has announced that fire management crews will begin conducting prescribed burns on DNR properties after much-needed precipitation created ideal conditions in some areas of the state. These burns typically take place in cattail marshes, wetlands, and wet prairies, and are needed to support a healthy ecosystem for an abundance of plants and animals. They mimic the events of historic fire, but occur under a safer range of weather and fuel conditions compared to most wildfires. When prescribed burns are happening near roads or recreational trails, the DNR will post signs to notify the public, And for your safety, the DNR asks that you please avoid these areas while the burn is being conducted. The DNR also notifies local law enforcement and fire officials in advance about when and where the burns will take place. For a more detailed look at historic, current, and planned DNR prescribed burns, you can visit the DNR Prescribed Fire Dashboard. February 22nd, from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m., the Monaco Fire Department is hosting their 7th annual Firehouse Chili Feed Challenge. This is $7 per person with a family discount of $5 per person, and proceeds will benefit the Firebird Foundation and Shop with a Cop. Once again, this is taking place February 22nd, from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m., at 9589 West Clawson Drive in Minocqua. Keeping kids safe in winter weather takes a little advanced planning. Lisa Hale has tips to help keep your children safe.
It is mighty cold, and as temperatures drop into the single digits and below this week and next, UW Health Kids has essential safety reminders to keep the young ones safe in winter weather. Rizelle Eithun, the Child Safety and Injury Prevention Manager for UW Health Kids, says many winter injuries are preventable. She reminds families to let children come indoors periodically to prevent hypothermia or frostbite. Wear sunscreen and stay hydrated, even in the cold. Indoors, make sure...
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua has you covered. Get a full synthetic oil changer, just $49.95 every day. Check out the great selection of new 2025 models on the lot, plus incredible deals on remaining 2024s. Select 24 Chevrolets are priced below GM employee pricing, and select 2025s are below dealer invoice. Visit Marthaler Chevrolet at Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com. Marthaler Chevrolet, treating customers the way they want to be treated.
Funding the next great idea in dairy. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Wednesday. That's what the Dairy Business Innovation Act 2025 is designed to do. Authored by Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin and Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn, this bipartisan legislation is designed to add even more money to help fuel the dairy industry, not just in Wisconsin, but all across the United States when it comes to finding new ideas on dairy innovations. Rebecca Sweeney with the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association says their members have told them how valuable they've found these grant monies.
In a recent survey of our Alliance grant recipients, 93% reported that they've been able to retain or expand their valued workforce thanks to this program alone. Nearly 80% shared that this program has contributed to their business resilience. 65% of respondents shared that their Alliance grant directly resulted in increased sales volumes for their business, and more than 50% reported an increase in their milk processing, with another 30% saying the increased milk usage is imminently ahead for their business.
That's Rebecca Sweeney with the Wisconsin Cheesemakers explaining respondents' reaction to the grant monies available. Now, under the new proposal from Senator Tammy Baldwin, they are looking to authorize program spending from $20 million to $36 million.
When I started farming, I never imagined I'd be leading policy discussions or representing farmers in my community. But Wisconsin Farm Bureau has helped make that possible. Their leadership programs gave me the skills and the confidence to step up and make a difference for my farm and for Wisconsin. If you're ready to lead, Farm Bureau is ready to help.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
All business owners want the same thing, to make their business succeed. At Rural Mutual, they help that happen. As the third largest writer of commercial business in Wisconsin, they take the time to learn your business so they can properly protect you. Call your local agent today or visit ruralmutual.com.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
And congratulations to Charlie Maddock, a sixth-generation potato grower at J.W. Maddock & Sons Seed Potato Farm in Deerbrook. He's received the 2025 Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Young Grower of the Year Award. He studied agribusiness at Fox Valley Tech College and welding at North Central Technical College. Charlie Maddock, the Young Grower of the Year. More at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Pam Yonke.
Marquette ends their losing streak. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Marquette with a victory last night over DePaul, 68-58 in Milwaukee. The Golden Eagles have struggled from behind the three-point line. I asked Marquette Stevie Mitchell on why it's been that way most of the season.
That's just how the game goes. I think, you know, there's players, teams that can shoot the ball poorly and then, you know, shoot the ball really well on any given night. So, you know, we're really proud of the win today because we shot the ball poorly and we're able to win ugly. And I think that's something we struggled to do the past three games, you know, when it got rough, when it got hard. You know, we weren't resilient like we were today in terms of just, you know, finding a way to win anyway, not getting caught up in, you know, our missed shots, not getting caught up in, you know, things that we really can't control and just doubling down on all things we can control.
NBA, it's the Bucks and the Timberwolves tonight in Minnesota. Their last game heading into the All-Star break this weekend. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
Mostly cloudy today with a few off and on flurries possible, especially around midday today. Our high right around 10 with wind northwest at 5 to 10. Tonight back down to 12 below zero tomorrow. Partly cloudy with a high of 7 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 17 below.
98 Q Country.
Don't rock the jukebox. I want to hear some Jones. Cause my heart ain't ready. Father Rolling Stone, I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song. Before you drop that quarter, keep one thing in mind. You got a heartbroken hillbilly standing here in line. I've been down and lonely ever since she left. Before you punch that number, could I make one request? Don't rock the jukebox, I wanna hear some Jones. Cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking is gone. So don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song. Ain't got nothing against rock and roll, but when your heart's been broken, you need a song that's slow. There ain't nothing like a steel guitar drown a memory. Before you spend your money, baby, play a song for me. And don't rock the jukebox, wanna hear George Jones. Cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song. You don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song.
Those news.
never coming home. But I miss her pretty smile, and I'm coming back in a little while. But I'm a thousand miles away again. She feels like Carolina, looks like California, shiny like those New York lights on Broadway. When she looks back, I'm behind her. I'll always be there for her. She makes me feel like home. She looks back, I'm behind her.
Play here. Brewers, Packers, Screaming Eagles, Loggers, Midgets, Sports Play-by-Play with a local twist on 98Q Country.
We got winners, we got losers, chain smokers and boozers, and we got yuppies, we got bikers, and we've got thirsty hitchhikers, and the girls next door dress up like movie stars. We got cowboys, we got truckers, broken-hearted fools and suckers, and we got hustlers, we got fighters, early birds and all-nighters, and the veterans talk about their battle scars. I love this bar. I love this bar. It's my kind of place. Just walking through the front door puts a big smile on my face. It ain't too far. Come as you are. Bar. I've seen short skirts, we've got high techs, blue-collared boys and rednecks, and we got lovers, lots of lookers. And I've even seen dancing girls and hookers, and we like to drink our beer from a mason jar. Bar. Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. love this bar.
Try the coast of Carolina, catch the Outer Banks sunrise. Every day of our lives, find a little spot in Arizona. Decorate the kitchen with a Tex-Mex vibe. From the Sunshine State to the Golden Gate, anywhere you wanna roll, I love. But I got another idea, we could kick it right here. Ain't even got a supper's. Take it back to the field we had our first date. Find a star we ain't wished on yet. Girl, we just won't find our name spray painted under any other Main Street bridge. If we hit that road in a Winnebago, imagine all the things we'd miss. We can make this hometown home. Keep our roots where they've always grown. Find a fixer up or down. Church of Christ, we got baptized. We can raise a couple kids up good in the same red dirt little neck of the woods, yeah. Girl, I'm down to go anywhere you wanna go, but if you wanna stay, I was thinking we could make this hometown home. We could make this hometown home. From the Sunshine State to the Golden Gate, anywhere you wanna roll out of. But I got another idea, we could kick it right here. Ain't even gotta load that truck. We can make this hometown home. Keep our roots where they've always grown. Find a fixer up or down.
Cody Johnson.
My heart skips just thinking of you. Go on and bet it all, baby, we can. Ooh.
This is Dylan Marlowe.
Yeah, he's to the boys back home drinking dirt old beers on a Friday night.
Oh, yes.
98Q Country.
Said a word all night, but the wheels are turning in her mind. Now I was riding shotgun, and I knew things had gone awry. dropped me off at the side of the road and she let that gravel fly. Now I'm walking in the moonlight, seeing nothing but the taillights. And that's a pair of taillights I may never see again. She hit me with her left and right, showing me nothing but the taillights. And that's about as lonely as a highway's ever been, back here with my thumb out in the wind. Was it something that I did to her, or the things I never said? I wonder if the way we were was only in my head. Now if I even make it back to town before the sun comes up, I'm gonna hit every parking spot around till I find that pickup truck. Now I'm talking in the moonlight, seeing nothing but the taillights. And that's a pair of taillights I may never see again. She hit me with her left and right, showing me nothing but the taillights. And that's about as lonely as a highway has ever been, back here with my thumb out in the wind. Well, I'll bet right now she's laughing at how she brought me to my knees, but she won't be laughing half as loud when she gives me back. She'll be walking in the moonlight, seeing nothing but the taillights. That's a pair of taillights she won't ever see again. She hit me with her left and right, and with nothing but the taillights. I know that's about as lonely as the highway's ever been, back here with my thumb out in the wind. Here I come. Leave me out here in the middle of nowhere. Drive this.
All right, country classic. What? Clint Black there, nothing but the taillight, 98Q. All right, here we are again. It's like Groundhog's Day again. Wasn't it yesterday morning? We were telling you it was 15 to 20 below and it's going to be cold for a while. I thought that was yesterday. Maybe it's just yesterday again. So 17 below I show here at the studio, 15 to 20 below, pretty common readings around the Northwoods. We'll warm it up to 11. 11 will be the high temp today. So at least we're getting a little bit of a turnaround on that temperature. The winds are going to be light and variable, so that's nice. A little bit of light snow is possible to linger here today. And there's really no sign of a breakout of temperatures, which, you know, for general living makes it kind of tough. The heating bill is kind of tough, but for the snowmobile trails and stuff, well overdue to keep those intact here with some colder weather. Temperatures probably won't get much above 20 at all over the next week. Friday, Saturday, the warmest days, with temps probably around 20 or so on Friday and Saturday. Double-digit high temperatures, not much of them. 11, that might be a stretch today, 11 degrees. And again, overnight lows tonight will probably be again in that 10 to 20 below range. Depending on which side of the swamp you're hanging out at, we're going to get some more key words of the day. Well, one, actually. We do one per day, Joel. Remember? We set the rules. One per day. And we'll announce the winner from yesterday will be notified via text here very shortly. So if you won, you will get a text saying, hey, you won the $25 Oh Dear Nutrition gift certificate. And today we will throw out another keyword for you in just a little bit. So hold on for that. After 7 o'clock here this morning, had a lot of local games last night. Phillips boys getting a nice win over Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser last night. in boys action. A lot of area teams in action. We'll talk a little bit more about that. After 7 here this morning, Reality Radio. We're going to get Scott Schultz in here to talk about all kinds of news with the YMCA. You may have seen some of the notes on social media, but we'll put it all together in one big package for you and give you all the news as the YMCA of the Northwoods here is set to open up in a couple of months or so. So Scott will join us. We're going to get Gray in here finally. After much hullabaloo yesterday, we opened the 1993 pack of Kmart 1993 baseball superstar cards, and we revealed that the stick of gum that comes inside one of those vintage packs of cards was well intact, was still there, and very much there it is right there. Today we're going to delve into some of the cards and have a little fun with that because we have some extra time. So we'll delve into the gray area with Mr. Gunderson at some point also during Reality Radio. After 8 o'clock this morning, twice an hour, news and sports. So let's get you updated right now.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Elon Musk joined President Trump in the Oval Office and for the first time since joining his administration took questions from reporters as he defended his Department of Government efficiency.
The people voted for major government reform, and that's what people are going to get. They're going to get what they voted for.
The president said he always follows judges' orders when asked about judges who've temporarily blocked some of the initiatives. The president also welcomed Mark Fogle to the White House the day he was released after 3.5 years of detention in Russia. Terms of the deal for his release were not announced, but the Kremlin now says a Russian citizen's been freed in the U.S. and is expected to return to Russia in the coming days. Today, the first look at inflation for the year. The January inflation readout released as Fed Chair Jerome Powell testifies for a second day on campus. Hill. Tens of millions impacted by three different storm systems, bringing snow to the Northeast. The biggest concern, heavy rains and possible mudslides in California. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. A snowstorm has set its sights on the southern parts of the state, bringing significant accumulations with it. The result will be snow throughout the day on Wednesday, with over half a foot of snowfall targeting southern Wisconsin. Snow totals will range from 1 to 3 inches in the north-central areas to as high as 5 to 6 inches in southern parts of the state. And the National Weather Service has issued a winter storm warning for areas reaching from Manitowoc south along Lakeshore counties to Kenosha. With the state staying cold in the mid-20s, it should be a lighter and fluffier snow type, so this storm should be easier to clear. However, winds will be a bit breezy, so some blowing and drifting may occur at night. Also keep in mind that when the temperatures dip below 15 degrees, salt stops working well, so surfaces can become slick and slippery in spots. This information was found in an article by Civic Media's Brittany Merlot that can be found on 98qcountry.com. Thursday, February 20th from 4 to 6 p.m., the Monaco Public Library is hosting an after-school for kids and tweens Club Connect Crafting Fun. They invite you to join them in the program room for some crafting fun. Supplies will be available for you to create pom-pom bookmarks, heart friend rocks, and Kool-Aid lip balm. Once again, this is happening Thursday, February 20th from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Minocqua Public Library. Winter can be a challenging time for many of us in Wisconsin. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us that shorter days and colder weather can bring more than just a chill to the air.
For some, these seasonal changes may trigger seasonal affective disorder. Called SAD, it's a form of depression that occurs during the darker months of the year.
We kind of just shut down in general.
That's Jessica Schaefer, a licensed clinical therapist with Aspirus Health.
Sometimes we get stuck in this box of, I don't have any hobbies, I don't have any interests. So sometimes we need other people to kind of hold us accountable and help us get creative and think of different things.
Small changes help, like setting achievable goals. It can be as simple as steps during the day, meeting a friend for an outing, or trying a new activity. These small actions can boost your energy, increase feel-good chemicals in the brain, and help individuals reconnect with positive emotions.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Marquette ends their losing streak. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Marquette with a victory last night over DePaul, 68-58 in Milwaukee. The Golden Eagles have struggled from behind the three-point line. I asked Marquette's Stevie Mitchell on why it's been that way most of the season.
That's just how the game goes. I think, you know, there's players, teams that can shoot the ball poorly and then, you know, shoot the ball really well on any given night. So, you know, we're really proud of the win today because we shot the ball poorly and we're able to win ugly. And I think that's something we struggled to do the past three games, you know, when it got rough, when it got hard. You know, we weren't resilient like we were today in terms of just, you know, finding a way to win anyway, not getting caught up in, you know, our missed shots, not getting caught up in, you know, things that we really can't control and just doubling down on all things we can control.
NBA, it's the Bucks and the Timberwolves tonight in Minnesota. Their last game heading into the All-Star break this weekend. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Jackson Hewitt makes taxes feel like a yacht rock song.
FOBs, give me my biggest tax refund, please.
And now get $100 just to try Jackson Hewitt. Does your tax person do that?
Say goodbye to that no guarantee tax guy.
Ready to sail through tax season? Go to Jackson Hewitt and you'll be
reeling in the refunds.
Limited time offer for new clients. Participating locations only. Terms at JacksonHewitt.com.
Get hooked on adventure at Kurtz Island Sports Shop. Reel in the big ones with their Primo fishing gear. From rods that lure envy to bait that fish can't resist. Need a fish whisperer? Kurtz Pros offer guide services to turn your fishing tales into legends. Swing by 824 Highway 51 North in Minocqua and gear up for epic fishing fun. Kurtz Island Sports Shop, where fishing dreams and big laughs are always in stock.
Kurtz Island Sports Shop Fishing Report is brought to you by Kurtz Island Sports Shop, Highway 51 North, Minocqua.
Wind, and lots of it, not that we needed it, and snow, about 5 inches, was much needed, slowed participation on the ice for the anglers. Add cold, and it looks like a lot of anglers took a pass on heading out on the ice this past week. Those that fished, when they could, had mixed results. Still, fish were caught, and time on the ice enjoyed. Crappies, good to very good. Deep basin and wood along river channels that's in the flowages produced very well for anglers using Redland Castmasters, most tipped with waxies or minnow heads. Conditions for tip-down use not the best with the wind and the snow. Weed crappies in 8 to 12 feet held tight to the bottom over the weekend, so slow-dropping thin, fluttering jigs or spoon tipped with waxies or plastics in white, silver, or yellow were best. Northern pike action was good. Nice thing about pike fishing in the winter, most done with tip-ups, set it and forget it, except to keep the holes from freezing. Enough action for shiners and suckers to make the effort worthwhile. Yellow perch was good to fair, lots of numbers, but light on the keepers was the word for most anglers. Mud flats in 16 to 22 feet using heavy yet small, fast-dropping spoons such as pimples, haleys, and bull spoons to get back down quickly when the pods of perch move through. Wigglers and red spikes for the most part. Some larger perch on minnows on dead sticks. Forecasted cold during the week with daytime temps in single digits to teens and nighttime chills from minus 18 to minus 15 should ease up come the holiday weekend for Friday and Saturday, breaking into the 20s before dropping back down into single digits for Sunday and Monday. Ice thicknesses is good with 22 to 28 inches plus. New snow may make for a bit of a hindrance, but overall travel conditions are very good. Cold and high pressure more of a hindrance on the bite than anything else. Only 3 weekends left of the 24-25 game fish season. It closes March 2nd at midnight, so don't wait too much longer to catch that walleye dinner. For now, that's Kurt from Kurt's Island Sports Shop with this week's fishing report. Get out there and good luck fishing.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly cloudy today with a few off and on flurries possible, especially around midday today. Our high right around 10 with wind northwest at 5 to 10. Tonight back down to 12 below zero tomorrow. Partly cloudy with a high of 7 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 17 below.
98Q Country.
These girls you love never gave back diamond rings. I wish every porch had a swing. We country's kids still learn to say sir and ma'am, how to shake a hand. I wish every state had a Birmingham. I wish everybody knew all the words to mama tried. I wish Monday mornings felt just like Friday nights. And I wish even cars had truck beds, and every road was named Copperhead, and coolers never run out of cold Bud Light. And I wish high school home teams never lost, and back road drinking kids never got caught. And I wish the price of gas was low and cotton was high. I wish honky-tonks didn't have no closing time. And I wish grandpas never died. I wish Sundays on a creek bank would never end. Wish I could learn to drive again. Wish the first time 17 she was my everything, kiss in a Chevrolet could happen every day. I wish everybody overseas was gonna make it home. I wish country music still got played on country radio. And I wish even cars had truck beds, and every road farms never got sold. And I wish even cars had truck beds, and every road was named Copperhead, and coolers never run out of cold Bud Light. I wish high school home teams never lost, and back road drinking kids never got caught. And I wish the price of gas was low and cotton was high. Tossed didn't have no closing time. And I wish grandpas never died. I wish grandpas never died.
Sometimes you need something to, you know, to wake you up in the morning, and it's a good one.
98Q Country.
I love sleeping in on Saturdays, and I love college football games. I love not acting my age and good barbecue. Yeah, I'm a fan of Faulkner books and anything my mama cooks. Smallmouth bass have got me hooked on Sunday afternoons. Yes, I love good cold beer and mustard on my fries. I love a good loud honky-tonk. It rocks on Friday nights. And hell yes, I love my truck, but I want you to know, honey, I love your love the most. Man, I love how Red Man, I love my NASCAR race. Any song sung by George Strait is country
Yes, I love good cold beer and mustard on my fries. I love a good loud honky-tonk and rocks on Friday nights. Hell yes, I love my truck, but I want you to know, honey, I love your love the most. I love
Mr. Eric Church at 98Q Country. Well, during Reality Radio, we're going to run through all kinds of events going on over the next few weeks. You guys have been doing a good job of getting us updated. Your nonprofit group organization has stuff going on. Let us know about it. We put it in our community calendar. I talk about it, and Gray talks about it. McCain the Midday talks about it. So be sure to get that to us. Email is the easiest way if you have that available. WCQM@civicmedia.us. You can just pop your head in the door here at 98Q in Park Falls and drop the flyer on the front counter. I don't have a problem with that. So either one of those is absolutely fine. So we have a lot of events going on, and we will run through some of those. We'll get you updated. We are going to get you completely updated on what's going on with YMCA here in the Northwoods. Scott Schultz, the director, going to stop on by. I had a chance to talk to him a little bit yesterday, and there's a lot of exciting news with the YMCA. So he'll join us at 8:45, I believe. Hang on. Yes, 8:45. He will join us today. We'll do a little gray area. We're going to have a little fun talking retro vintage baseball cards. Gray's going to pop in, and we got a little extra time today. I've been waiting for the opportunity for a window to open up, and I think it may be today during Reality Radio. And we'll talk a little Shawamigan sports, hopefully, with our high school athletic director, Darren Patterson, also. All that, Reality Radio after 8. We have another keyword, another $25 gift certificate. The winner of yesterday's Oh Dear Nutrition $25 gift certificate has been texted. So check your phone if you entered. If you didn't, what are you doing? What are you doing? I mean, it takes 5 seconds. And we got another keyword. We're giving away a $25 gift certificate or prize from all of our participating sponsors. We're doing it every day this week, every day next week, and every day the following week, right up until March 1st. So all kinds of good stuff. And plus, we're doing one live also where you have a chance to toss snowballs live. We got a winner yesterday. We got a winner. We had Bob, who flung some snowballs and won some stuff yesterday. So, Bob, congratulations to you. And we'll see if we can make a winner out of someone today or Gray this afternoon. Let's get some words of wisdom to get this February the 12th of 2025 off and running. We focus on the family.
February is Black History Month, but it likely wouldn't exist without the efforts of African-American men like Carter G. Woodson. Woodson was born in 1875 to former slaves. Public education was rare for a black child from a poor family, so Carter studied on his own. He continued his education at several universities, including Harvard, and earned his Ph.D. in history. Along the way, he discovered that little had been written about the history of African Americans. And that realization led him into his life's work, publishing the Journal of Negro History and establishing the Association for the Study of Negro Life and History. In 1915, that organization sponsored Negro History Week, which years later, at the 1926 presidential inauguration, was established to honor the accomplishments of African Americans. In 1976, President Gerald Ford officially declared February is Black History Month. He wanted to encourage people to recognize the incredible accomplishments of African Americans. Then in 1986, Congress passed Black History Month into law. People like Carter Woodson, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Rosa Parks, and others teach us that injustice doesn't correct itself. It requires all of us to take a stand against what's wrong and for what's right. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwig created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created? More than 80 years ago. It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
98Q Country.
Used to dream about buying that bigger house, sitting on top of some hill. Losing sleep about filling my bank account, wondering if I ever will. But the older I get, I just care less and less about keeping up with people named Jones. If you don't fill it up with somebody that you love, it ain't ever gonna feel like home. There's always gonna be a higher high you could chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. The thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses. I can hear the kids making little footsteps, running down the hallway upstairs. I can see the dogs playing in the backyard, through the kitchen window right there. Maybe life's kind of more about
a swing on a porch, holding her while the sun disappears. Why would I wanna be anywhere else in the world when my whole world is sitting right here? There's always gonna be a higher high you could chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna feel an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. The thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses. Chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. Thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses. The thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses.
And feel energized without the caffeine.
It's the best start to my day.
98Q Country.
Yeah.
to local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Elon Musk said his Department of Government Efficiency is doing what the people want. It's trimming the size of the government. Asked in the Oval Office about false statements that he shared online, Musk said,
"Some of the things that I say will be incorrect and should be corrected. So nobody's going to bat a thousand. I mean, we will make mistakes, but we'll act quickly to correct